الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من وسع على أهله يوم عاشوراء وسع الله عليه سائر سنته. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. وفي رواية: دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة فوجد اليهود صياما يوم عاشوراء، فقال: ما هذا اليوم الذي تصومونه؟ قالوا: هذا يوم عظيم، أنجى الله فيه موسى وقومه وغرق فرعون وقومه، فصامه موسى شكرا ونحن نصومه. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نحن أحق وأولى بموسى منكم. فصامه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر بصيامه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this human being, from his inception in this world, from the day he is born, he is engaged in a constant battle and a constant war. However, this is such a conflict which this human being engages in, that he has absolutely no hope whatsoever of being victorious. The conflict which I am referring to is that against time. وَلَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says unequivocally in the Quran that there is a promised mi'ad, there is a promised time. Once that time has to come, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, you will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Every human being, from the time he is born, is engaged in this constant battle against time, which Hassan Basri rahimahullah describes. He says, أَلْمَوْتُ مَعْقُودٌ بِنَوَاصِيكُمْ وَالدُّنْيَا تُتْوَى مِوَرَائِكُمْ. He says the goalpost, your mort, your death, has caught hold of your forelock, it is in front of you. وَالدُّنْيَا تُتْوَى مِوَرَائِكُمْ. And this world, in other words, the life, the time which Allah has given you, is being wrapped up. Like one alim says, he says, كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا كيف يفرح بالدنيا من يومه يهدم شهره وشهره يهدم سنته وسنته يهدم حياته كيف يفرح بالدنيا من يقوده عمره إلى أجله ويومه إلى موته. He says, how do you derive pleasure? How do you derive pleasure in this world? An individual whose every day is in fact a sword that is slashing away at his months. And every month is slashing away at the years that he has in this world. And every year is taking him inevitably and inexorably closer towards his maut, towards his qabr. How do you derive pleasure in the passage of time when in fact every passing moment is a loss? Harun Rashid, what didn't he have at his disposal? Great Khalifa, great ruler. Geographically, if you want to understand the extent of his rulership of his kingdom, from Baghdad to Kashmir, from Baghdad to Istanbul, from Baghdad to Rome, Persia, from Baghdad to Senegal in North Africa. Such a vast kingdom Allah had given one individual, that when he would see a rain cloud, he would say, "Umturi haythu shi't, wasayujba ilayya kharajuki." He used to say, let your rain waters fall wherever you want. The produce of your rain waters will still be in the kingdom of Harun. Such a vast kingdom. Yet at the prime of his life, 48 years of age, he was in Mashhad in Iran. He became terminally ill. And the physicians told him there is absolutely no hope now. No extension for you. Time is up. So what does he do? He orders that his qabr, his grave should be dug. And he sits at the side of the grave, picks up the sand of the grave and remonstrates with himself, rebukes himself. Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultaniya. All the wealth that I have and all these kingdoms and all these armies, whatever is at my disposal is of absolutely no use to me whatsoever. It cannot buy me an extension of life in this world. That personality, the most beloved of Allah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully the poet puts it. Lokanatid dunya tadumu li ahliha. Lakana Rasulullahi fiha mukhalladu. That if this world was going to give an extension to anyone, if this world was going to give perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to be exempted from drinking from the cup of death, then Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have had a perpetual existence in this world. But Allah in His Quran, in His azali eternal kalam, addresses Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, "Innaka mayyitun," you my beloved will have to die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, and every one of them will have to drink from the cup of death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul will drink from the cup of death. This life, these years, these months, these days, these hours, these seconds, this breath of air that we're breathing in and out, this sigh, this ah, that one second, this human being, if you want to look at it biologically, this human being breathes in and out 20,000 times every day subconsciously. Without even realizing it, he's breathing in and breathing out. Every breath of air is Allah's deign, Allah's favor upon him. Look at the system which Allah has put into place to allow this process. On the one hand, it is said this earth on which we are residing. How many places in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws this insan, this human being's attention to become cognizant, to become aware, to become conscious of what is around him. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوَلَمْ يَنْذُرُوا أَفَلَا يَنْذُرُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. How many places Allah says, why don't you understand? Why don't you see? Why don't you ponder? Why don't you reflect? Why don't you realize? Why do you take things for granted? وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا طَحَاهَا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. How many places Allah is saying we've subjugated this earth, we've put it at your service, we've disgraced it before you, we've given you power over it, we have made it a container for your living and your dead. This earth is not still, it is spinning at a speed of 1,000 kilometers an hour. It is moving outwards at a speed of 108,000 kilometers an hour. Two motions scientists have become conscious of. Perhaps 14 centuries ago, this concept or ideology or these verses and their inference may have appeared strange at that time. Why is Allah calling the earth? Why is Allah saying that we have made this earth stable? We have given you qarar. We have kept you firm upon it. Perhaps at that time they didn't fully appreciate the inference that is found in these words, in which Quran describes the stability of insan on this earth. But with modern scientific, call it advancement or realization, one is 1,000 kilometers an hour, then 108,000 kilometers outwards. The earth is round. You look at a lizard in the roof and you think that the lizard is upside down. In reality, you are upside down. Yet you are not flung off the surface of the earth. How many systems has Allah not put into place to keep you stable? And then there is a third motion. There is a third motion. This earth on its axis is tilting at an angle of 23 degrees 5 minutes. It tilts to the left, tilts to the right. In this third motion, the waves of the oceans come into existence. The four seasons come into existence. The variation of day and night comes into existence. And more importantly, the movement of the wind comes into existence. Why is this wind so important? This human being is breathing in. What is he breathing in? He's breathing in oxygen. What is his contribution to the environment? What does he breathe out? He breathes in oxygen, which is pure. 8,000 liters a day is the average consumption of a human being. What does he breathe out? Carbon dioxide, which is poison. If it were not for Allah's wind, then each time you breathe out, that carbon dioxide would be stuck in front of you. So that after a few breaths, this cloud or this halo of carbon dioxide around you would cause you to suffocate in your own breath. So this third movement of the earth, which Allah brought about to create this wind, to move this carbon dioxide away from you. And then you are taking something pure, you are giving back impure. What is the system which Allah has put into place? The leaves of the trees, each leaf is carrying out a process that is called photosynthesis. It's not my intention to go into biology. We do these things in school also. But unfortunately, in school, it just goes over the head. No pondering, no reflection, no realization. That the tiny leaf that we take for granted is carrying out a chemical function more complex than the most complex chemical laboratory in the world can carry out. What is it doing? Using sunlight. It is a factory that is converting carbon dioxide into oxygen and replacing the level of oxygen in the atmosphere. Why is Allah doing this? Alam tarau anna Allaha sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. Allah says, why don't you see Allah has subjugated the heavens and the earth for you? Wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. And Allah is raining down his ni'mats upon you like rainwater. Allah's ni'mats, Allah's bounties, Allah's favors are falling down upon you. Zahiratan wa batina. Hidden and apparent. The leaves of the trees are in your service. The wind is in your service. That sun is in your service. The variation of day and night is in your service. How many countless balances have to be in place for you just to breathe in and breathe out. Inside, Allah has put a system. It is said your lungs have 150 million air sacs. 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to those lungs. Where did this knowledge come from that to purify your blood you need to bathe it in oxygen? This insan came from a drop of sperm. Neither him nor his mother nor his father knew this. Without your knowledge, Allah has put such a system in place so that every ah, every sigh, every breath is a constant reminder to you that become conscious of Allah. Become conscious of Allah. Look around you. The chirping of the bird, the song of the nightingale, the sound of even the crow, the beautiful pattern on the wing of the peacock, the snow-capped mountain peak, the movement of the wind over the fields, the beautiful rose, dandelion, carnation, the various flowers, the banana, the apple, the lemon, the karela, the carrot, the cabbage, the pomegranate, the mango, the apple. Each of these fruits, vegetation, the animals around you. Wallah, my respected brothers, each of these things are shouting out to insan, recognize the qudrat of Allah. Recognize the power of Allah. Recognize who is Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah says, I have not created insan and jinnat. I have not created this entire wujud for any other purpose and object. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except that you worship me. And what does worship entail? يَعْرِفُونَ, to make the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize Allah. To become conscious of who is Allah. Bring an eye that is not soiled with looking at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that is not soiled with listening to haram music. Understand, my respected brothers, there is absolutely no doubt. There is absolutely no doubt that that qawm and that nation whose so-called intellectuals formulate an opinion that haram music is food for the soul and haram music is ease and contentment for the heart, there is absolutely no doubt in the halakat and destruction of such a nation. Bring an ear that is not listening to haram music. Bring a heart that is not soiled with the love and attachment of this dunya. And wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, each of these things that I mentioned around you will cause you to reach this unequivocal declaration. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Subhanak faqina adhab an-nar. O my Rabb, all this has not been created in vain. This is not batil. Subhanak, glory be to you. Faqina azab an-nar. So save us from the azab of Jahannam. Save us from the azab of Jahannam. This recognition of who is Allah. This is insan's purpose. This is insan's object. To make sujood before Allah. To bow down before Allah. Ma uridu minhum mir rizq. Putting up big, big economical systems. Putting up factories. Amassing the wealth of this world. Unfortunately, whether it is the media, or whether it is the so-called educational institutes of this world, whether it's the schools or the universities, around us from every direction, there is this false batil propaganda that is instilling this conviction in the hearts of humanity that your success or your failure, your advancement or decline is dependent on how much of this dunya you have amassed. This time and this life Allah has given you, utilize it in the acquisition of the material things of this world.
One alim puts it nicely. He says, if you observe a child when it is born, you will see that the fist of the child is closed. Fist of the child naturally when it is born is closed. And when the same person grows up and the time comes for him to go to the qabristan, when he is carried in the bier or carried on the back of the musallis, at that time his hand is open. What is the message? Why is his hand closed? Because this insan, by his fitrat, by his nature, wants to grasp as much of the dunya as possible. And what will be the eventual outcome? Khali heart, with an open hand, with nothing of the material things of this world, he will have to leave. If this yardstick of failure or success or achievement or advancement or decline had any measure or basis in intelligence, or had any measure or basis in Shariat or Deen, then the pride of humanity, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his condition would not have been what is described by Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَىٰ رِمَالٍ حَصِيرٍ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ فِرَاشٍ مُتَّكِيًا عَلَىٰ وِسَادَةٍ مِّنْ أُدُمْ حَشْوُهَا لِيف. He says, I entered the Hujra-i Mubarak of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What Hujra-i Mubarak is this? What home is this? That even after he has made parda from this world, every morning 70,000 malaika are descending upon that hujra. Until evening, they are invoking salawat, durood upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the evening, that 70,000 go up, and another 70,000 come down, which till the next morning are invoking salawat upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is after he made parda from this world. Such a hujra, but what was the condition? Umar says, I entered, and what did I see? I saw the greatest creation of Allah. What was his worldly circumstance? He says he was lying on a straw mat. There was no blanket. There was no down feathers. There was no mattress. Barebacked on a straw mat. To such an extent that I saw the imprint of the straw mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did his pillow consist of? It had date leaves inside. It was hard. Umar says, I looked around the room. What did he see? A piece of leather that was tanning. Leather, when it is tanning, gives off a bad stench. I looked further. There was no couch. There was no lounge suite. There was no furniture. There was nothing. This was his worldly circumstance. وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا. Born a yatim and orphan, lived the life of a faqir and passed away a miskeen. Umar, seeing this, he burst into tears. Ya Rasulullah, أُدْعُ اللَّهِ فَلْيُوَسِّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكَ فَإِنَّ فَارِسْ وَالرُّومِ قَدْ وُسِّ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ. What does Umar say? Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah. Let him open the door of wealth upon your ummah. Let him raise your standards. Like we find nowadays, society is engaged in this chakkar. I need to raise the standard of my life. I need to have the finer things in life. I need to acquire worldly status and recognition. Umar says the same thing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not because Umar desired dunya, but because Umar could not bear to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such straitened circumstance. The Nabi of Allah gets up, strikes the chest of Umar. His face becomes red with anger. And he says, Awafi anta hadha yabn al-Khattab. Umar, are you still in a doubt? Are you still in a doubt that this ummah was sent for this? that this is the yardstick of achievement. The utilization of the faculties which Allah has given you should be expended in acquiring the material things of this world. Umar, are you in a doubt? He strikes the chest of Umar to make him realize the importance of what he is about to say. Ulaika qawmun qad ujjilat lahum al-hayatu al-dunya. Umar, the Romans and the Persians, Allah has given them dunya. Allah has given them dunya. Ama tarda an yakuna lahum al-dunya walan al-akhirah. Does it not please you? They will get dunya, we will get akhirat. They will get dunya, we will get akhirat, jannat. This concept, this idea that success and failure or the yardstick of the achievement of our life is determined by what we have accumulated and amassed of this dunya. If we are to use that same yardstick with the pride of humanity, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then where is the justification? Like one of our elders says, I was in Makkah Mukarramah, and I heard of a Burmese businessman who had become terminally ill. 25 years prior to this, he had come to Makkah. He was selling imitation watches on the streets. What we say, his nasib opened up, became a wealthy individual owning tracts of land on the outskirts of Makkah. We know what the commercial value of it is. Call it a multi-millionaires. Add as many zeros as you want. I heard he was ill. I visited him. He was on his deathbed. With tears in his eyes, he looked at me. And he said, Moli Saab, jahan mujhe lagana chahiye tha, maine nahi lagaya. Jahan nahi lagana chahiye tha, maine waha laga diya. Ab maut samne hai, mujhe koi hal bata de. What is the crux before I translate? What is the crux of what he was saying? Fail an exam, that is a small loss. Let your business deal go off, that is a small loss. Don't get the car that you are dreaming about, that is a small loss. Don't achieve the milestone of this dunya that you wanted. By Allah's qasam, that is a small loss. What is the great loss? What is the great loss? قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. خُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ means great loss. What is Quran saying? What is the great loss? جس نے اپنے مقصد سمجھنے میں خطا کھا لیا, سب سے بڑی مصیبت اس پر آ گیا. The one who failed to recognize what the purpose of this life was. The one who failed to recognize what the correct utilization of this time and this life that Allah has given. The one who in the utilization of his time and his life did not have as his imam and his guide Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His musibat, his loss, that is the greatest loss. This person addresses this alim and he says, where I was supposed to utilize my time and my energies, I did not utilize it. Where I wasn't supposed to utilize it, I utilized it. Now death is staring me in the face. Show me a solution to my problem. Just a few weeks ago, when I was returning from Hajj in Jeddah, elderly person from Pakistan, Dindar with the Amama, big beard, he was taking me to the airport. He looks at me, he says, Moli Saab, says, I want to tell you something. He says, 25 years of my life came out here. 25 years of my life came out driving this car. 6 months, after every 6 months, or sometimes 1 year, or sometimes 2 years, I used to go back and visit my wife or visit my family. Most of my life has passed. Most of my youth is gone. Now death is staring me in the face. Show me some solution. Where I was supposed to utilize my life, I didn't utilize it. That purpose for which Allah sent me, I failed to recognize what it was. Ab to mere aksar zindagi guzar gaya. Now most of my life is gone. Show me some solution. What must I do? This time, the recognition of its value. Allah Ta'ala in many places in the Quran takes qasam and oath on time. Wal asr, by the qasam of time. Was subhi, by the qasam of the daybreak. Wal fajr, by the qasam of dawn. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night as it passes. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of night as it passes day. Not only does Allah take qasam and oath on time, but the portents of Allah's creation, which bring time into existence, and by which time is measured, on them also Allah takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. All these oaths, all these qasams. What is رَبِّ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ telling us? What is Allah telling us by taking so many oaths on time? That, O insan, O my banda, understand. Not only is your property, or your gold, or your silver, or your commercial accumulation, or your economic position, or your investment portfolio valuable, but more valuable than that is time. Time is a mata. Time is your most precious possession. Time is that entity for your gold, for your silver, for your valuables. You can maybe find a safe, or find some safety deposit box, or find some bank vault. Or if it's undeclared income, find a mattress, hide it under that. You can find some place to hide this, to preserve this. But time, which bank vault are you going to lock it into? This tick, 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 tick of the clock. That which Abdullah bin Mas'ud sums up beautifully. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. Why don't you observe the inexorable motion of day and night? يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, which Quran describes. Day following night, night following day. What happens? Every new thing becomes old. Every distant thing is brought near. Every promise that was a long time away is made a reality. In your mind's eye, the child was born. What were the parents envisaging? What picture were they formulating in their mind's eye? The day my son will qualify from university. The day my daughter will get married. The day I'll hold my grandchildren in my hand. The day this will happen, the day that will happen. How quickly does the time not pass? How quickly does the time not pass? How many of those hopes and aspirations that we envisaged and we planned became fruitless? How many times have we not lamented? How quickly the time went. Another year is gone. But the tragedy that is facing us, staring us in the face, my respected brothers, is that instead of taking ibrat, instead of taking lesson, instead of taking caution, Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah, he comes to a person, Kam ata alaykum min umrik, how old are you? This person responds, Situna sana, I'm 60 years of age. What does he say to him? Mundu sittina sana, tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. He says, for 60 years, you are on the train of life. You're on a journey. And what is the end of that journey? that 4 foot hole in the ground. 4 foot by 2 foot. You have forgotten it. It has not forgotten you. Every day it is calling out to you. Anabaytu dud, anabaytu dhulma, anabaytu al-wahda, anabaytu al-wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of worms. I am the home of darkness. Every day that qabr is calling out to you, prepare yourself, prepare yourself, prepare yourself. What is that qabr? What is that qabr? What is that hole in the ground? Is it a container? Is it a container of your bank balance? Is it a container of the degrees that you have amassed? Is it a container of your life's achievements? No, my respected brothers, huwa sandukul amal, it is a container of your amal. It is a container of your amal. Somebody came after the first salah. Why is the air conditioning not on? Why are the fans not on? Why are we perspiring in the heat? What is going to be a source of air conditioning in that qabr? What is going to give you coolness in that qabr? What is going to give you comfort and rahat in that qabr? Fuzail bin Ayaz says to this person, for 60 years you are on a journey. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination has come near? When are you going to put the brakes? Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهُوَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ أُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. How beautifully he puts it. He says, you are happy, you are celebrating the movement of time. You are celebrating the milestones and the hallmarks by which the passage of time is measured. Little do you realize, kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali, every passing day is taking you closer to your maut. One riwayat, one athar, it comes that every day in the morning when the day starts, this day addresses this human being. Yabna Adam, inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fima ta'mal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal fiya mastata'ta min khayr, fa inni in dhahabtu lan arji' ilaykum abada. If only we could become conscious of this. That daybreak announces, O insan, O Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah. A new day, one more day, one more extension. And tomorrow on the day of judgment, how you will utilize me. I will either become a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you in Allah's court. So utilize me correctly. Utilize me correctly by doing that which is good. Why? Inni in dhahabtu لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once I am gone, I am never coming back again. Once I am gone, I am never coming back again. The job you lost, you can get another job. The deal which went off, you can get another deal. That million rand which you lost in one deal, you can earn it again. The wealth of this world which you lost, you can procure again. But the day that is gone, the hours that was wasted, like nowadays, people in front of that shaitan box, hours and hours looking at frivolous amusement. Even the dindar tabqa, novels, 100 pages, 200 pages, 300 pages. Bhai, what are you doing? I am passing the time. Main waqt guzar raha ho. I am passing the time. I am whiling away the time. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, What greater admonishment can we possibly acquire for the value of this time which we have taken so lightly? Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Jannat, Jannat. Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in Jannat is whatever you desire, whatever you ask for, Allah will give it to you in Jannat. Yet even the Jannati will have one hasrat. Even the Jannati will have one regret. What is the regret of the Jannati? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. What is the hasrat and regret of the Jannati? The time of this world that was wasted. That was not used in remembering Allah. That was not used in earning akhirat. This human being today is celebrating birthdays. Celebrating New Year. What are we celebrating? كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِي. Every passing day is taking you closer to your mort. Every birthday, every new year, this is not a cause of celebration. We are not the people of batil. Burn candles, wait for midnight and start pressing the hooter, and behave like mad people. New year is a wake-up call. New year is ibrat for us. And Allah has made it such, Allah has made it such that with our new year, those wounds which were festering are opened up again. This ummat is reminded of qurbani. This ummat is reminded of sacrifice. Silver Polo NB101806. That it was the first of Muharram, the first of Muharram. That personality whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. On one occasion he said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers on the earth. My ministers in the heavens are Jibrail and Mikail. My ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar, radiyallahu anhuma. On one occasion he addressed them and he said, Oh Abu Bakr, your example is like that of Isa alayhi salam, and Umar's example is that of Musa alayhi salam. One occasion he said, Abu Bakr, your example is that of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Umar, your example is that of Nuh alayhi salam. On one occasion he said that there is no matter in which the opinion of Abu Bakr and Umar are muttafiq. If they have a consensus on any matter, I will never oppose them. On one occasion he enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the two by his hands, raises it up, and he says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah, exactly like this Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Umar is that personality. Hajjatul Wada, Hajjatul Wada. The earth, the skies, the land will never see a gathering like that again. The pride of the companions of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Arafat. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says? Inna Allah ta'ala yatajalla linnasi amma, that Allah's tajalli is upon my sahaba on this day, and Allah's khas and special tajalli is upon Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar is that personality. Umar is going for Umrah. Umar is going for Umrah. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? Oh my brother, do not forget me in your dua. Do not forget me in your dua. Look at the maqam and the status which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Umar. He says, Ra'aytu qasran fil jannah. I saw a palace in Jannat. It was so beautiful. It was made out of rubies and diamonds. فَظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ He says, I asked the angels, whose palace is this? They said, إِنَّهُ لِفَتَمْ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ This palace belongs to a Qurayshi youngster. A Qurayshi personality is the owner of this palace. Such a beautiful palace. He says, فَظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لِي I thought it was my palace. And what was said to me? قِيلَ إِنَّهُ لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ This palace belongs to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a personality who's very Islam, who's very Hidayat, was the result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi akhadil amarain. O Allah, give Islam strength with one of the two amars. Who he was referring to? Abu Jahl, and the other Amr was Umar bin Khattab. O Allah, give Islam strength by causing any one of these two to enter Islam. Allah accepted this dua in the favor of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a personality that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on one occasion that if Umar comes down one side of the street, then shaitan comes down from the other side. On one occasion, he was sitting with Sahaba. Umar came from the back. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, noticing him, points to him and he says, as long as that personality is in my ummat, the door of fitna is closed upon my ummat. 2,200,000 square miles was the extent of the khilafat of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Tariq, history, has never seen an example like this. Someone who is ruling 2 million square miles, yet when he gives khutbah, he has 14 patches on his clothing. 2,200,000 square miles, and he is sweeping the masjid. 2,200,000 square miles underneath his rulership, yet he is going to the homes of the widows of Medina and cleaning their homes. Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one night, I observed Umar coming out of the home, somebody's home. He says, an evil thought came in my heart. Let me investigate. After Fajr, I entered the home. I found Ajuzun Amya. It was an elderly blind woman's home. I asked her, what did Umar come here for? She says, every night Umar comes. He gives me food. He cleans my house and my filth, he removes it from my house. The ruler of 2,200,000 square miles. Talha bin Ubaidullah says, I said to myself, I remonstrated with myself, may your mother cry over you. How could you doubt Umar? 2,200,000 square miles. And he goes to the homes of the wives of the Mujahideen. Is there anything you need? Is there some letter you want to write to your husband? Dictate the letter to me, I will write it for you. 2,200,000 square miles. Ruler, late at night, he's patrolling Medina Munawwara. Comes to the tent of a poor person. This Bedouin is standing at the entrance of his tent. Pareshan. He doesn't recognize who is Umar. Umar goes to him, what is the problem? He says, my wife is about to give birth. There's no one to help me. Runs home to Umme Kulsoom bint Ali radiyallahu anha. Umme Kulsoom, the daughter of Ali bin Abi Talib, who was also the wife of Umar. What does he say to her? He says, there is an opportunity to earn Jannat. Are you ready? She says, Amirul Mumineen, I am ready. Rushes with her to the tent of this Bedouin on the outskirts of Medina. She goes into the tent, assists this woman in childbirth. Then she comes out, Amirul Mu'mineen, give Basharat and glad tidings to your friend. Allah has blessed him with a son. When this person hears the title Amirul Mu'mineen, he almost falls down. And he says, why didn't you tell me you are Amirul Mu'mineen? He says, my brother, do not be concerned about my title or position. This is that personality. Late at night he is patrolling Medina. Comes across a tent. Pot is on the stove. Children are crying. He asks the woman, why are your children crying? She says, they are hungry. What is in the pot? She says, only water. I was hoping to placate them by making them think there is food till they fall asleep. Allah will be the judge between me and Umar. When he hears this, he bursts into tears, rushes to the Baytul Mal, collects some food in a barley, oats, dates, butter, collects it, puts it into a sack. His slave Aslam is with him. He says, Amirul Mumineen, let me carry this. What is the response of Umar? Are you going to carry my load on the Day of Judgment? Carries it himself, comes to the tent of this woman, prepares the fire himself. Aslam says, I saw Umar blowing and blowing till the smoke went through his beard. Prepared the food himself, served the children himself, served that woman, gave her the remainder of the sack, then sat on one side. Then he turned to Aslam and he said, do you know why I am sitting here? Aslam says, why? He says, I saw those children crying. I am waiting for them to eat so that I may see them happy. When the children start playing, Umar becomes satisfied. He gets up to go. What is the reaction of that woman? She says, I wish you were our Amir. You were in the place of Umar. If it was you and I, what would have been the reaction? We would have said, I am Umar. What does he say? He says, tomorrow, come to the Darul Khilafat. Come to the place of Umar, you will find me near there. He doesn't say, I am Umar. 2,200,000 square miles is the extent of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 4,000 Jami' masjids established. Yet, when the time of his maut draws near, what type of maut Allah gives him? He said, when Umar returned from the last Hajj of his life, as he entered Medina, he raised his hand in dua. And he said, Ya Allah, I've become weak. I've become old. I fear I will no longer be able to look after this Khilafat. So what is the dua of Umar? What does he ask from Allah? He says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless me with shahadat. Let me become a martyr. And not only a martyr, give me maut in Medina Munawwara. Give me maut in Medina Munawwara. These were two opposing du'as. This was the center of the Khilafat. This was the center of Darul Islam. It was protected from the kuffar. Yet he say, Ya Allah, let my maut be at the hand of a kafir. And let it be in Medina. Allah accepts this du'a. Mal'oon Firoz Abu Lulu. Parsi, fire worshipper. It is the 26th of Zulqada. Umar is on the Musalla, Fajr Salah. Firoz Abu Lulu enters. Three times he takes his dagger, pierces it into the body of Umar. The decisive blow is beneath the navel of Umar. Blood is spurting from his body. He falls to the ground. Sahaba are still in Salah. This mal'oon attacks another 13 people whilst they are in Salah. Six of them more become shaheed. Till eventually he is overpowered. When he is overpowered, he commits suicide. Umar is carried in this condition to his house. 4 days in this condition, in and out of consciousness. Each time he would regain consciousness, first question that would come on the lips of Umar, has the time of Salah come? Has the time of Salah come? When they would inform him it is the time of Salah, even in that condition he would carry out his Salah, and he would say, La hadza fil Islam liman taraka as-salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who does not perform his Salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who does not perform his salah. Finally, the morning of the first of Muharram comes. First of Muharram, 15th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, lying with his head in the lap of his son Abdullah bin Umar. Da' khaddi fil ard. He says to him, place my face on the ground. Prior to this, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accompanied with Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, enters for the ziyarat of Umar. When he sees Umar crying like this, he addresses him, Umar, are you fearing death? Are you fearing mort? Why are you crying like this? What is the response? Ali, I do not fear mort, but I fear having to stand in front of Allah. How am I going to account? What answer am I going to give Allah? This is that personality who in one majlis, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah. 10 Sahaba by name. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one majlis said that every one of them is a Jannati. And then he said, O my Ummat, if you will make so much ibadat, that your body melts, that you are unable to stand anymore, that you are weakened with the rigor of your ibadat, and you leave this world with the bughz and hatred of any one of these 10 personalities, Jahannam is wajib for you. Jahannam is wajib for you. This is that personality. And what is he saying to Ali bin Abi Talib? He says to him, Ali, the fear of standing in front of Allah is making me cry. What does Ali say? Umar, how many times have I not heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Sayyida kuhuli ahlil jannah, Abu Bakr wa Umar, that the leaders of the elderly people of Jannat are Abu Bakr and Umar. What is his response? He says, Ali, do not make a fool of me. Are you prepared to be a witness and say this in Allah's court? Ali says, I will be a witness and my son Hassan will be a witness. Radiallahu anhuma. Yet despite this, what does he say to his son? Da' khaddi ala al-ard. Put my face on the ground. It was his own son. He found it too difficult. So what does he do? He places the head of his father on his shin. Umar remonstrates with him. Thakilatka ummuk. Listen to me. Da' khaddi ala al-ard. Put my face on the ground. Finally he relents. And he places the face of Umar on the ground. What is the reaction? Umar rubs his face in the sand. And over again, Waylun laka ya Umar. Waylun laka ya Umar. Illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Halakat and destruction to you, Umar, if Allah does not forgive you. Halakat and destruction to you, Umar, if Allah does not forgive you. Saying this over and over and over again, he passes away. First of Muharram, 15th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, passes away and he is buried near the feet of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that each year in Muharram, this ummat is reminded of this qurbani and sacrifice. That new year is not a period of revelry. New year is not a time of merriment. New year is a reminder of the manner in which the garden of Islam was watered with the blood of the Salaf Salihin, the Qurbani and sacrifice by which this Mubarak Deen reached us. Because Allah's Radha Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure. This is the object of our existence in this world. And for this pleasure of Allah, any qurbani will not be enough. Any qurbani will be taken. Even that family, Ibn Kasir, rahimahullah, is the narrator of the hadith. He says, late one night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the home of Fatima, his beloved daughter. When he enters, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu wakes up, rushes forward to his grandfather and says, I am thirsty. Sorry, Hassan radiallahu anhu rushes forward, says, I am thirsty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes outside. Shatun kay. There was one goat, what in Urdu we call maryal. Its udders had become dry. Allah's Rasul passes his Mubarak hand over the udders, it fills up with milk. He milks the goat, comes into the house. When he enters the house, in the interim, in the commotion, Hussein radiallahu anhu had woken up. He was the more zealous of the two, even though he was younger. He rushes forward. Nabi Salaam pushes him back, gives Hassan radiallahu anhu to drink first. Fatima, noticing this, she becomes surprised. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, do you love the one more than the other? Do you love the one more than the other? He says, no. But the one who asks first must receive first. Hassan had requested first. That is why I am giving him first. In reality, naturally it would appear as if the love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Hassan radiallahu anhu was more than that of Hussein. Very often he would say, Hassan is my son and Hussein is Ali's son. He would love the both. But the love from one, the one was slightly more. Why? Because Sahaba say that in physical appearance, from the head to the hip, Hassan radiallahu anhu looked like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the hip to the feet, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the head to the hip, Hussein radiallahu anhu resembled his father Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. After giving them milk to drink, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to the two children and Fatima radiallahu anha and himself, and he pointed, wahadha raqid. Ali radiallahu anhu had slept through this entire episode, pointed to Ali, and he said, the five of us, bimakanin wahidin yawm al-qiyamah, will be in one place on the day of judgment. This is that family. Burayda radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, khataban nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah of Jummah. Masjid al-Nabawi, Jummah khutbah. And the two youngsters, Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma, entered the masjid. Yamshiyan wa ya'thuran wa alayhima qamisan ahmaran. Little babies, they couldn't walk properly. They were walking, crawling, falling down, waking up. فَنَّزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْمِنْبَرِ. He got off the member, descended. حَمَلَهُمَا, picked them up. وَضَعَهُمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, put them in front of him. And then he said, صَدَقَ اللَّهُ. May Allah spoke the truth. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Your children and your wealth will be a test. نَظَرْتُ إِلَى هَذَيْنِ الصَّبِيَّيْنِ يَمْشِيَانِ وَيَعْثُرَانِ فَلَمْ أَصْبِرْ حَتَّى قَطَعْتُ حَدِيثِي وَرَفَعْتُهُمَا. He said, I saw my two babies. Such is my love for them. I could not contain myself till I did not interrupt the khutbah and pick the two of them up. Once he was in sajda, the imam, and the two babies come in the masjid, they jump onto his back. The sajda becomes very, very long. It is elongated. Some of the sahaba became worried. They thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. So, whilst in sajda, from the first saf, one or two looked up slightly. And they noticed the baby on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he extended his hand in order to remove the child. Allah's Rasulullah ﷺ, from his sajda, he makes ishara like this, that leave them. The sajda can be extended, but do not disturb my grandchildren. Such love he had for them, that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who is the narrator of the hadith, he says, One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out into the streets of Medina. On his shoulders were the two babies, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. هذا على آتقه الواحد وهذا على آتقه الآخر. One on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. وهو يلثم هذا مرة وهذا مرة. Kissing this one, kissing that one, kissing this one, kissing that one. Such overt and public displays of affection for one's children was anathema, was unheard of. The Arabs at that time, especially the leading or the wealthy classes, they considered this to be something below their dignity. They couldn't imagine something like this. So when they saw this open display, open affection, one Arabi, one Bedouin, he cannot contain himself. He says, Ya Rasulullah, innaka la tuhibbuhuma? He says, Ya Rasulullah, do you love them? Do you love them? What is his response? He says, yes, I love them. And then he does not stop. He does not stop at that. Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا فَقَدْ أَبْغَضَنِي. The one who loves them loves me. The one who hates them hates me. On one occasion, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حُسَيْنٌ مِّنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْ حُسَيْنٍ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّ حُسَيْنٍ. He said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Allah loves the one who loves Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنه. This is Ahl Bayt, Alul Rasul, the direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the maqam. Such is the status of this family. Many occasions before I've mentioned this incident, these are direct descendants. Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, an alim of the 5th century of Islam, in his Kitabul Birri wa Sila, he mentions an incident 5 centuries later. A woman living in Khurasan from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Ali Rasul, her husband passes away. She becomes poor and destitute. Circumstances force her to migrate to Samarkand. She is destitute. She goes to the Wali, the governor of Samarkand, and she says, please assist me and my family. My babies are hungry. I am from Ali Rasul. What is his haughty response? That everyone that comes for help says they are from Ali Rasul. Bring some proof. She says, I am a foreigner. I am from Khurasan. What proof can I give you? He says, bring proof, otherwise go away. She makes some inquiries, comes to know there is one fire worshipper, one Parsi, one Persian, who is very generous. She goes to him late at night, knocks at his door. Such was the extent of her need. She had left her children in the courtyard of the masjid. She says, I am from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please assist me. This person opens his house to her, sends his wife with her to fetch her children from the courtyard of the masjid. That night, the governor of Samarkand sees a dream. In his dream, a beautiful palace in Jannat. At the entrance is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Elated, overjoyed to see Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the palace of an ummati of mine. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am your ummati. I am your follower. The face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns red with anger. And he says to him, bring proof. Bring proof that you are my follower. My daughter came to you for assistance. You asked her for proof. Now you bring proof. He wakes up. Rushes, looking for this family. Finally comes to know that they are now at the home of this Persian. Goes, knocks at the door late at night. The Persian opens the door. Where is that family? Give them to me. Give them to me, give me that family. What is his response? Yeh soda dekhne ke baad nahi hote hai. Yeh soda bin dekhe hote hai. This sale cannot take place after seeing. Take all my wealth, but this family I will never part with. What is his response? He says, I am a Muslim. They are Muslims. You are a fire worshipper. I have more right to them. He says, no. When I open my door to this family, Allah opened the door of my heart to Iman. I accepted Iman. My entire family accepted Iman. And not only that, the same dream that you were seeing, I also saw that dream. When my Nabi sent you away, he welcomed me into that home. And he said, you looked after my daughter, now this palace is yours. Such a family, this was 5 centuries later. The direct descendants of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 61st year of Hijrah, 61 years after the Hijrat. It was the plains of Karbala, the 10th of Muharram. The night before that, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his 71 companions, 72 in total, they had their tents. The family members were with. As he is leaning on his staff, he dozes off. When he wakes up, he's smiling. His sister Zainab bint Ali, the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu, she says, what happened? He says, Inni ra'itu Rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam. He says, when I dozed off, I saw my grandfather in a dream. And he said, Innaka lataruhu ilayna. The time for you to come to us has come near. When Zainab hears this, she bursts into tears. He says to her, Ittaqillaha wasbiri wa ta'azza bi'aza'illah. He says, oh my sister, fear Allah and make sabr. Do not cry like this. Make sabr. Wa'alami anna ahla al-ard yamutun wa anna ahla al-samai la yabqoon wa anna kulla shayin halikun illa wajha Allah alladhi khalaqa al-khalqa biqudratihi وَيُمِيتُهُمْ بِقَهْرِهِ وَعِزَّتِهِ وَيُعِيدُهُمْ فَيَعْبُدُونَهُ وَحْدًا وَهُوَ فَرْدٌ وَحْدًا وَإِنِّي وَأَعْلَمِي أَنَّ أَبِي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَأُمِّي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَأَخِي خَيْرٌ مِنِّي وَلِي وَلَكُمْ وَلَهُمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Look at this advice that he gives to his sister. Death is staring him in the face. He says, oh my sister, be firm. La yudhibanna hilmuka shaitan. Let shaitan not cause you to lose your sabr and your tolerance. Know and understand that everyone on this earth will die. Every creation in the heavens will die. This entire wujud and kainat, halik, will be destroyed. Only one Allah will remain. That Allah who created it the first time, who will cause everyone to die, who will destroy this universe, who will raise it up again. So worship only Allah. Turn only to Allah. And know and understand, oh my sister, my father was better than me. My mother was better than me. My brother was better than me. Every one of them drank from the cup of death. I also will drink from the cup of death. There will be only one gradient of failure or success, one formula, one thermometer for me, for you, for my father, for my mother, for the entire humanity. We have before us Uswatun Hasana, the perfect example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Embrace his way of life, in that will be your success. The next day, right hand side flag bearer was Zuhair bin Qain. Left hand side flag bearer was Habib bin Mutahhir. And in the middle, the one holding the flag was his own brother Abbas bin Ali. The battle begins. They are 72. Opposing them is 3,000. By the time for Salah comes, Zuhar Salah, the day of Jumu'ah, there was no Jumu'ah day.
20 had become shaheed, 52 remain. What does Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu do? He instructs Zuhair bin Qain that go to Shimr and tell him to halt the battle. Why? So that salah can take place. So that salah can be performed. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become an ummah of rituals. We have become an ummah that is motivated by occasions. 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, few seerah bayans. 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, some nazams and naats. 10 days of Muharram, this incident which shakes the heart of every believer, which causes no eye to remain dry, is recounted and remembered. But the sabak is not learned. The lesson is not learned. The haqiqat, the haqaiq of these incidents are not even recognized. Not one person who is away from sunnah brings his life on sunnat. Not one person makes tawbah. Not one bay namazi comes back to the masjid. Few tears are shed. And we revert back to what we were doing before. What was the sabak? What was the lesson? This was that family. By the asar of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. One drop of their blood was more valuable than all our blood put together, all our lives put together. This was that family. Such a qurbani was given. At what was the lesson? That this deen is not a deen of compromise. Allah's deen cannot be compromised. Allah's command cannot be compromised. If the life has to go, it will go. If the blood has to be spilt, such a blood. Such blood. Istayqadha Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma fastarja'a. Ibn Abbas gets up after his Qailullah. Friday, the 61st of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah, 10th of Muharram, in Medina Munawwara, several thousand kilometers away. He wakes up and he reads, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Someone is there, Ibn Abbas, what has happened? He says, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam. I saw my Nabi in a dream. Wa ma'ahu qaruratun min dam. He had a bottle full of blood in his hand. His hair was disheveled. His eyes were full of tears. I said, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What has happened? He said to me, Hadartu maqtala Hussein. I have just witnessed the slaughter of my grandson Hussein radiyallahu anhuma and his companions. Wahadihi damuhuma. This is their blood. Arfa'uhuma ilallah. I will be the plaintiff in their favor, arguing in the court of Allah. Umm Salma radiyallahu anha sees a similar dream. The companions in Medina note down the time. That time there was no satellite communication. They come to know of this incident, this gruesome incident, only several days later. But they establish the same time of this dream is when this hadithah took place. That the sister of Hussein radiallahu anhu, Zainab radiallahu anha, when she witnesses the scene, Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, 16 direct companions, flowers, their heads cut off, the other companions beheaded. She looks at this manzar and scene, Ya Muhammada, Ya Muhammada, Salla alayka Allah, wa malaku sama, hadha Husaynun bil ara, muzammilun bil dima, Ya Muhammada, Ya Muhammada, banatuka sabaya, wa dhurriyatuka muqattala, tasfi alayha riyah. She laments and she says, Oh my grandfather, Oh my grandfather, may Allah's salawat descend upon you. May the angels continue sending salawat upon you. Look at your grandson Hussein. Look at your grandson. Look at Ali Akbar. Look at Ali Asghar. Look at Abbas. Look at your children. Muzammilum bid dima. They have been prepared. Muzammilum bid dima. Their body has been plastered with blood. Muqatta'ul a'dha. The limbs have been separated from their bodies. Oh my grandfather,
Your children have become prisoners. Your little babies have been slaughtered. There is no coffin to bury them. There is no ground to bury them. The raging mad winds have become their coffin. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions this riwayat and he says, such was the effect of her words, Abkat kulla sadiqin wa adu. Even the enemies burst into tears when they heard this expression from Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But what was the sabab? What was the lesson? That this deen is not cheap. Jannat is not cheap. Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is in the masjid. Hussein radiyallahu enters. He addresses the majma. Man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha. Inni sami'tu hadha min Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, any one of you who wants to see the leader of the youth of Jannat, then look at who has entered the masjid. I have heard this directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jannat ke saath sardari sasta nahi hai. The leadership of Jannat is not cheap. It was the time for salah. Zuhair bin Qain is sent, tell Shimmer, hold the battle so that we can make our salah. What is the response of Shimmer? Tell him that his salah is not accepted. I'm not prepared to hold the battle. Shimmer, Zuhair bin Qain responds, Mal'oon, that family that gave you salah, their salah is not accepted and your salah is accepted. He comes back with the message. What does Hussein radiallahu ta'ala do? He divides his companions. 26 face the enemy while 26 make their salah. Thereafter, the other 26 that were facing the enemy, they perform their salah. 3 days their water had been cut off. One wonders the wudu of that salah was probably made with their own blood. What type of a salah that must have been? Someone with his hand cut, someone with his chest ripped open, someone with blood pouring down his body. What must have been the sajda of that salah? Such a sajda, the earth till Qiyamah will never see a sajda like that. How the ground of Karbala must have embraced them as they placed their heads on the ground, making that last salah. Why? Because by the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. What is the lesson? That college student, what is his reaction? I didn't want to take my shoes and socks out, so my salah became qaza. That doctor, I was busy with my patients. That businessman in December, the shop was busy. That housewife was shopping for groceries. Salah is made qaza, salah upon salah. 95% of the believing ummah away from the masjid. Why? Because we have become an ummah of rituals. The haqiqat, the lesson, the sabak of Karbala, the sabak of this Qurbani has gone over our heads. That is why Muharram comes and goes. Not one bare namazi makes tawbah. And what is the reaction? Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Hussein radiallahu anhu didn't know Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, na'uzu billah. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, basharat upon basharat of Jannat. In that condition, his salah was not made qaza. He didn't know Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah's mercy is not a license to disobey Allah. Allah's clemency is not a license to disobey Allah. The West, when New Year comes, greets the New Year with revelry, with merriment, with masiyat, with disobedience. This ummah, through this qurbani and sacrifice, every year in Muharram is reminded of the value of this deen, of the value of qurbani, of the value of sacrifice, of the value of Allah's jannat, of the value of one command of Allah, that in every circumstance and every condition, life was given, blood was spilt, even if it was the blood of Ahle Bayt, Alul Rasul, that blood also was spilt, but the deen of Allah was not sacrificed. The deen of Allah was not allowed to diminish. Each year in Muharram, this sabak, this lesson, the muzakara of it is taking place. We are being reminded of this. Allah give us the haqiqat. Allah give us the reality. Allah make everyone who is away from the masjid make tawbah and come back to the masjid.
this day of Ashura, which is coming. Once again Allah has given us this day. This is not an ordinary day. This is the day in which Allah freed Musa alayhi salam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. How many Fir'auns today are slaughtering this ummah? How much of the blood of this ummah is not being spilled today? Just few weeks ago we were in Jordan. We went to the borders. That land, that Mubarak land. Once again this ummah is being reminded of Karbala. Once again this ummah is being reminded of sacrifice. Once again this ummah is being reminded that this life is temporary. Besides Makkah and Medina, there is no other place on this earth that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for. Besides two other places, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina, Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina. He made dua for the barakat of Yemen, and he made dua for the barakat of Sham. He made dua for the barakat of Syria. Karbala is taking place. Hundreds of thousands, only with the clothes on their back, no other guna, except that they are reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. How many have become shaheed? How many elderly people looking after 20, 30, 40 women? How many elderly people looking after so many orphans, living in tents, having lost their homes, having lost everything? We saw with our own eyes, enter those tents. There's no lounge suite, there's no stove, there's no toilet, there's no bathroom, there's no furniture, just a few mattresses. People that just a short while before that were living in homes, their homes destroyed, their families destroyed, still the name of Allah on their lips. These are Auladus Sahaba, the blood of Sahaba is flowing in their veins, reminding this ummah that the life of this world is temporary. This deen is a deen of qurbani, this deen is a deen of sacrifice. Our goal is not this dunya. Our goal is akhirat. Our goal is jannat. Muharram has come. A new year has come. The West says, have resolutions for new year. Let our resolution be that of tawbah. Let our resolution be that of that ummah that is away from the masjid to come back to the masjid. To knock the door of tawbah. To turn towards Allah. To beg from Allah. To cry before Allah. Our elders, we met one brother in Jordan. Right on the door of this camp, right on the door of the doorstep of this scene of difficulty and hardship and azmaish. He says, the elders sent us a letter. In front of you is that section of the ummah that is being tested by Allah. You are in afiyat. Take the sabak of those who are being tested. If you will not make the effort of deen, Allah protect us. But it is possible that same test may come upon you also. Do not be like hostages with the heads in the ground. Wake up to the reality. Our only protection is deen. Our only protection is turning back to the way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muharram has come. New year has come. Let at least come as come. This be our resolution that from now till we die, we will take the sabak of Karbala, that not one salah will become qaza. Not one salah will become qada. All of us say ameen inshallah. Also my respected brothers, one sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us on the day of Ashura, man wassa ala ahlihi yawma Ashura wassa Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. He said, increase your generosity upon your family on the day of Ashura. Spend a little more upon them. Allah will be generous to you for the rest of the year. And this month of Muharram, every fast, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fast of Muharram is after Ramadan. This is the most superior fast. The fast of the day of Ashura. 1 year's sins Allah will forgive. And then to teach this ummah that we will not imitate the Yahud and the Nasara. Leave in our dressing. Leave in the other things. Even in ibadat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not tolerate the imitation of the Yahud and the Nasara. When he heard that the Yahud fast on this day, he said, I will fast on this day and I will fast on the day after that. So ulama say, one day before or one day after, it is also sunnah to keep the fast. Allah will forgive the sins of the past year. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my most Kareem, oh my most kind, oh my Allah, your greatness, your majesty is such, we can never ever do justice to describing your greatness. Our dirty, filthy tongues cannot do justice to describing your azmat and your kibriyai, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat khadab. My rahmat is greater than my anger. Oh my Allah, this majma is a delegation that has come to fling themselves on your doorstep. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have said in your Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum. You have said, call out to me, I will respond to you. We have come at a time of great difficulty, great hardship. Our brothers are hungry, Allah. Our sisters are hungry, Allah. Ya Allah, they have lost their homes, Ya Allah. They have lost their children, Ya Allah. Bombs are raining down upon them, Ya Allah. Their little babies, their bodies are being burned to ashes, Ya Allah. The Pharaohs of today are slaughtering this ummah, Ya Allah. When a dog or an animal dies, there is someone to cry. There is no one to cry for this ummah also. Ya Allah. What greater loss can there be, Ya Allah? What greater loss can there be, Ya Allah? That today we take your name. We take your name and we don't feel the sweetness in our mouths, Ya Allah. Our hearts are devoid of your love. Our hearts are devoid of your marifat. The ship of this ummah is sinking, Ya Allah. We don't know what to present in front of you, Ya Allah. There is no Abu Bakr amongst us. There is no Umar amongst us. There is no Rabia Basri, no Junaid Baghdadi amongst us, Ya Allah. Even our good deeds are sins, Ya Allah. Our days are full of riyakari, Ya Allah. Another year has passed, Ya Allah. Another Muharram has come. This year, its seconds, its days, its months are filled with our disobedience, Ya Allah. This environment around us is an environment of nakedness and shamelessness, Ya Allah. Like a steel wall, Ya Allah. The dens of zina, the dens of gambling, the dens of liquor, the dens of riba in every direction, Ya Allah. Every time we are trying to take a step closer to you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. We don't know what to present in front of you, Ya Allah. All we can present before you, Ya Allah, are the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Night upon night, day upon day, he cried before you, Ya Allah. His sahaba, you had already told him, their jannat is guaranteed. He wasn't crying for them, Ya Allah. He was crying for us, Ya Allah. You sent Jibreel to him to ask him, oh my beloved, why are you crying? Why are you crying like this? He said, Jibreel, tell my Allah, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel came back to you. You sent Jibreel with a message. Oh my Habib, we will please you with regards to your ummah. He said, Ya Allah, I will not become pleased as long as one ummati of mine is in Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have forgotten his qurbani. We have forgotten his tears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ordered us, we disobeyed you. You told us to lower our gaze, we raised our gazes. You told us to go towards the masjid, we walked towards the dens of vice.
You told us to clothe humanity in the cloak of haya and shame. Our own daughters are naked. You told us to bring the Quran alive. Our youngsters, their bodies are jiving to music. Whatever is happening, no doubt it is your justice, Ya Allah. No doubt it is your adal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak ones of the Ummat of Rasulullah. Hamare paas kuch bhi nahi, hamare jeb khali hai. Ya Allah, we don't have anything. Our pockets are empty, Ya Allah. All we can present to you is the tears of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were amongst us now, and yet to see the babies of this ummah slaughtered like this, Ya Allah, what will happen to him? Ya Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Hanan Allah, oh my Manan Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let your anger be cooled, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give this Ummat Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bring this Ummat back to the Masjid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give this Ummat the Tawfiq to make Tawbah, Ya Allah. Accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma de. Mere bola, oh my Allah, bring this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Grant us your love, the love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Quran, the love of your zikr, the love of striving in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our parents, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, give America hidayat, give Europe hidayat, give Asia hidayat, give Australia hidayat, give Africa hidayat. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers are hungry, give them food to eat, Ya Allah. They are without shelter, give them shelter, Ya Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the land of Sham, is that land in your Quran you said, Alladhi barakna hula. We have given barakat in that land. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today another Karbala is happening. That's it. Ya Allah. No doubt it is our gunas. No doubt it is our wrongs. On behalf of the whole ummah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our brothers and sisters. Restore the dignity and the honor of the Ummat of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever our brothers and sisters are in difficulty, Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the hand of the oppressors from them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the zalimeen, if hidayat is written for them, give them hidayat quickly. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let your deen once again flourish. Let your deen come alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us as a means for that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we were little babies, we didn't even understand. Our mother said to us, Allah, Allah. We said, Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world. When the time comes for us to leave this world. Let there not be some guna or some wrong that will deprive us of Allah, Allah, Ya Allah. When the time comes for us to leave this world. Let us leave the world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah on our lips, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, let us cross, save us from the azab of hashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, whoever has any need or requirement, fulfill the requirement, Ya Allah. Whoever has asked for du'as, accept the du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, we can never repay them, Ya Allah. We can never repay them. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbir hamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, accept our wives, accept our children. Ya Allah, accept our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, another Muharram has come. Another year has come, Ya Allah. Whether we will live to see another year after this, we don't know. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, wa masail fala tanhar. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us. Ya Allah, become happy. Humse razi ho ja, mere malik. Humse razi ho ja. Become happy with us. Become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ek dafa mere mola. One time, Ya Allah. One time, Ya Allah, you say to Jibreel and you say to your malaika, I am making you a witness. I am happy with him. Hamara kaam ban jayega, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, become happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for the work of the deen of Rasulullah Pahak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shari masta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaam. Wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-alihi al-azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih Sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.